So today we celebrate St. Bartholomew, our patron saint. It's less about the trappings of a high holy patronal feast day and more about taking a moment to acknowledge our namesake, St. Bartholomew, and all those lowlier saints like him, the also saints, people who live lives of dedication and service to the gospel in their own time and context, but may not be the big names, the headliners. People who lived with such dedication to God that those around them experienced the good news of the gospel and were changed. Bartholomew is named in three of the gospels as one of the disciples, and in John's gospel, he might be Nathanael, we don't know. Either way, he's an apostle. One who walked with Jesus in his life, and after Jesus' death and resurrection, he went out into the world as a witness. We have it from very ancient sources that Bartholomew took the gospel to India, to the region around Mumbai, actually, and he died in Armenia. We don't know much else about him. Saints are icons of the holy. It's never about themselves. Their purpose is to serve God and God's people, and through them, people encounter God. Thankfully, we don't have to be saints to be part of this kind of a holy exchange. It's about being willing to see one another and be in relationship. Seeing and serving God in one another, we can do that. This summer, I had the opportunity to serve again as one of the deputies from the Diocese of Maine to our church's General Convention. I can bore you to tears about that in great detail later, I promise. But for the purpose of our sermon today, I want to share a few moments that made great impressions on me, beginning with something that our House of Deputies chaplain, the Reverend Lester McKenzie, taught us. Lester's this tremendous priest with a gorgeous accent from his upbringing in South Africa that I sincerely wish I could do justice to, but I can't. In song, in prayer, in community, Lester is passionate about our seeing one another. He taught the house this Zulu greeting, "Sawubona, I see you." The response is, "Yebo, I am here." Or the more complete response I understand is, "Yebo, sawubona, yes, I see you too." But he wanted us to learn the shorter response. One side of the house would begin and the other side of the house would respond, "Sawubona, yebo, I see you, I am here." "Sawubona, yebo, I see you, I am here," which we said to one another, a chant, a greeting, a welcome, a prayer. Praying shapes our experience and our becoming. I see you. I am here. How I choose to see you shapes both of us and our becoming the people of God. I see you, and in your face, I see something of the face of Christ. I see, and I am changed. Days before leaving for Austin to go to General Convention, we found out there would be an opportunity to join in a prayer service at the Hutto Detention Center if we signed up to be on one of the buses. The entire Maine deputation jumped at this chance to pray and to stand in witness to what is happening to families at our borders. Just before we left, I saw this Facebook post from an artist, Janet McKenzie, whose work I have admired for years. She had actually created a piece in response to the family separations. And I just mentioned on her post how it would be great if we could have a poster or a print to take to this prayer service. She responded almost immediately And we worked it out so that I bought these posters that you see up front instead because they were ready to go. They were on foam core, they were printed, they were ready to go. And she mailed them directly from her place in Vermont to the hotel in Austin, and they got there the day before the march. It wasn't a march, it was a prayer service. Of course, the morning of the event, we were told that not to bring posters because it would feel like a demonstration. And it wasn't. It was a prayer service. So now they're ours. Perhaps, as Janet and I have been emailing back and forth, what the Spirit intended all along. We can't be sure. But I love these icons, faces in which we might glimpse the holy, and in turn see the holy in faces around us. On the day of that prayer service, we were bused from Austin to the Hutto Detention Center. When we arrived, and you know, Austin's a busy city, and so you just sort of stand in line for your bus on the corner you're told to go to. You don't see all the other buses. So we arrived, we were surprised by the number of other buses in the line because they had picked up at all the different hotels. At 10 to 12 huge white chartered buses packed, every single seat registered and taken. You know, you had your seat, you knew what bus you were on. And of course, all the private cars as well. We were close to 1,000 people strong. The mayor of the town met the buses, shook our presiding bishop's hand, welcomed us. This was not an attack. This was a prayer service. We piled out. We held our prayer service on this huge field across from the center, praying for those who were there, those who worked there, those who were detained, for the women waiting for their immigration status hearing. This was a women's center. We prayed. We sang. Eventually, toward the end, just chanting, "We see you." In Spanish, "Te vemos." We see you. The women in the center were waving little white pieces of paper and washcloths in the slit windows in this medium security prison, right? So they were waving in these slit-shaped windows. In response, they could hear us. They could see us. In response, "We see you." How I choose to see you shapes both of us and our becoming the people of God. Other impressions. When the Bishops Against Gun Violence group gathered in the park, all the bishops in their fancy regalia, lots of regalia, and their orange stoles, so many of us there joining them, we were there in witness to say to victims' families, "We see you. We won't shy away from this because it's painful and it's difficult. It's a difficult topic. We see you and we stand in this hard place with you." When we voted unanimously in the House of Deputies and the House of Bishops to readmit the Diocese of Cuba into the Episcopal Church, and we cheered as their bishop and her two deputies were escorted into the house, there were Cuban flags waving. We were saying, "We see you. And we believe you belong here with us." When they held the Reconciliation and Healing Service, acknowledging the ways the Episcopal Church has mistreated women, it was a first step and a way of saying, "We see you," and own our complicity in what has happened to you. Every vote, every conversation that happened with respect for differing opinions, every worship service together, "I see you," a fellow member in this part of the body of Christ. Saubona, yebo, I see you, and you matter to me. That's the gospel of love in action. Loving God, loving our neighbors as ourselves, and changing the world by doing so. Here at home, some of our new Mainer families were here with us for the lobster bake a few weekends ago. If you missed it, you missed a fabulous feast. The lobster was great. There was lots of lobster. Thanks to Captain Jeff Diggins and his able-bodied assistants. But you also missed an incredible celebration. of our Yarmouth Compassionate Housing Initiative program, and all those relationships formed. New ones are being created all the time. I was talking with Cesari and her family, because we went to sit with them when they were eating, and they have been our friends for more than 4 years. And she convinced me that I just need to go and learn some French this fall. And she promised to tutor me when I need help. And then we both had a really good laugh, because that's how we met her. She was being tutored in English by Peter Sillin at Portland Adult Ed, and she and her family needed the support of this community. And we needed to understand more fully the experience of New Mainers so we could consider how we might fill the gaps, but we just needed to understand what it was like. So we entered into a relationship with one family. We thought, let's start here. And Peter was on the vestry, and they're from Burundi, and we said, let's do this. Let's do what we can do with one family, right? And they taught us more than we taught them, and they helped us more than we helped them. She doesn't believe me, but it's true. And the following year, we were in position, eyes wide open and a deeper understanding, to respond and in such a way that we were able to form what became the Compassionate Housing Initiative. And what works and what makes it work are the relationships formed, right? What we've been able to do for these families is see them, not as numbers and policies that need to be created, all that stuff needs to happen, but as we see them as people. I see you, and you matter to me. There's tremendous power in seeing one another, being willing to be in relationship with one another, and everyone gains. Everyone. How I choose to see you shapes both of us and our becoming the people of God. Sawubona, Yebo. I see you. You matter to me, and you matter to God. I may not look like much help, but I've got friends, a whole community of friends. You are not alone. We see you. You are beloved of us, and you are beloved of God. My friends, you do not need me to tell you that this world is not getting any easier to navigate. And people, all people, need the hope and love of the gospel's good news to be seen and known and loved. And you and I, followers of Jesus, gather in this place named for an also apostle, Bartholomew, a relatively unsung hero who was hardworking and faithful, sharing the good news one relationship at a time, doing the work he was given to do. Today, the work of seeing people and being in relationship with them is up to us. And in my opinion, we are particularly gifted as a community to do it. Here's to another year of being willing to see and love well as we live into being the people of St. Bart's. Sawubona. Yebo. Amen.